From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than 500,000 Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation, though officials in Myanmar continue to deny the crisis even exists. Tillerson's comments came following a report from the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systematic purge of the Rohingya people. They raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. This is all regarding Arab activists who are warning of new cycles of violence as Raqqa's fate remains unclear. It was relief and pride in the faces of Kurd fighters as they savor the crushing blow they delivered to IS this week, marking the end of 4 months of grueling fighting against the militant for control of the city of Raqqa, which is the jihadist's de facto capital. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities Wednesday, condemning those who are behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people there. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call for the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured. This is VOA News.